Welcome to another episode of Tackling the Opioid Epidemic with the Prescription Playbook, a conversation about empowering and educating our communities to prevent overdoses and end the opioid crisis. My name is Erica, and I'm a prevention specialist. And today I'm joined by a very special group of ladies that I have the pleasure of working alongside with, and I will let them go ahead and introduce themselves.
I'm Allison. I'm the digital marketing specialist on the team.
My name is Sarah, and I am also a prevention specialist, also focusing on harm reduction.
And my name is Leah. I'm also a prevention specialist and have the pleasure of working with all of these ladies.
So today we're going to be talking about Drug Take Back Day, which is hosted semi-annually by the DEA. And to get us started, Leah, can you go ahead and tell us what Drug Take Back Day is and when it is?
Sure. So we're going to start off with what Drug Take Back Day is. And Drug Take Back Day is a semi-annual event supported and encouraged by the Drug Enforcement Agency, or the DEA. And it's meant to increase the safer disposal of medications, both prescription and over-the-counter medications. And depending on where you live, several disposal options might be available to you across the year and on Drug Take Back Day, including local police stations, hospitals, pharmacies, drop boxes, and other locations. And this year, a Drug Take Back Day will occur on October 25th, 2025.
Incredible. Thank you for that very well said description of Drug Take Back Day. Sarah, so can you tell us why safe disposal is important?
Yeah, safe disposal is important because it protects us, it protects our friends and our family, everyone coming into our house, and also the environment. By safely disposing of your expired or unwanted medications, what you're doing is really ensuring that they're not getting into the hands of anyone else, anyone that they could hurt or harm in any way, which is really preventing medication diversion. Safe disposal also prevents medications from entering the sewer system and the waterways, which is what keeps our environment safe as well.
Yeah, and it's not just the people in our lives, our four-legged furry friends and other pets. Safe disposal is a really important thing for just really keeping everyone in our community and in our ecosystems extra safe. So on that
Exactly.
note, Leah, what are some ways of disposing of medications that are not safe?
Sure. So there are three primary ways that we can dispose of over-the-counter medications or prescription medications that we would consider unsafe or that there are safer options available. So firstly is flushing medications down the toilet. Whether they're over-the-counter or prescription medications, that's one way that they could end up in our water supply or even in our waterways, as you were mentioning previously. The other way is throwing them in the trash, functions in the same way. And then the third is giving them to other family members or community members. We talk a lot about diversion as part of our programming at the Prescription Playbook, and this is one of the ways that medications may be provided to a community member, a family member, or a friend when they weren't prescribed that medication, and that's considered an unsafe way to dispose of medications.
So, what are some of the safe ways that people can dispose of their medications, whether they're over the counter or prescription?
So there are a couple of safe ways. Drug Take Back Day, which is really our main topic here today, is one of the big ones that we like to talk about, not only to introduce the concepts that we have in the prescription playbook, but also to encourage community members to engage with safer disposal of their medications. And like we were saying before, that could include safe disposal locations like police stations, hospitals, pharmacies. There may also be drop boxes available year-round or on Drug Take Back Day. Within your community. So, one of the other ways that you could dispose of medications in a more safe way, i.e., not flushing them down the toilet or throwing them in the trash, are with pouches called Deterra pouches. And these are a great, safe at-home disposal method in which you add whatever medications, that could be pills, liquids, or patches, follow the instructions on the back of that pouch, and then you're able to toss that entire pouch in the trash. The other option is known as RX Destroyer. And instead of a powder form that's in the Deterra pouch, this form is a liquid form. It's awesome for at home, but it's also a really great option for outpatient clinics, hospitals, maybe pharmacies might have them. And so these are just some of the ways that we can more safely dispose of our medications. So the really great thing about both Deterra pouches as well as RX Destroyer, regardless of whether it's in the powder form from Deterra or the liquid form from RX Destroyer, is that the chemicals that are in those forms of safe disposal of your medication completely deactivate anything that you put into them. So as long as you're following the instructions, you're able to deactivate your medication, which means that even if someone opens that pouch after the fact, they're not going to be able to use that medication anymore.
So one of the ways in which we are able to reach a bigger audience is with social media. Allison, what role does social media play in Drug Take Back Day?
So the role that drug or social media takes on Drug Take Back Day is just bringing awareness to the day and providing education for it. People that may not have known what Drug Take Back Day is are able to look at a post now and get curious about it, and search up Drug Take Back Day and then look at our resources and find a disposal location near them.
So, Allison, let's talk about our themes and why they're successful in creating a campaign.
Yeah, so creating themes that are relatable have been the best ways that we found to promote the semi-annual Drug Take Back Day, and we do this by promoting things seasonally. So in April, you think of springtime, you think of animals, and kind of previously, as we talked about how Drug Take Back Day is great for like protecting the environment, protecting the community, we relate it back to that. And then for October, we lean into the seasonal theme again. We think of fall, and in October, a huge holiday is Halloween. This Drug Take Back Day can be something that is challenging to talk about, but we try to make it fun. We create fun graphics with costumes and different Halloween characters. Yeah, so that the adolescents have more buy-in.
So we are on different forms of social media. So what I'm wondering is, why do we use multiple different forms of social media? Why not just stick with one?
So we use different forums because each form connects with people in different and unique ways. So on Instagram, we keep up with consistent and regular graphics or photos. And then there's also stories that allow for like quick and casual engagement of Drug Take Back Day that is used for reminders. Drug Take Back Day is coming up. We also use Reels and TikToks more to relate to adolescents because that's the platforms or the content that they're consuming. This makes it short. All this stuff makes it like short, creative, and increases visibility to make our content more engaging and relatable.
So speaking of engaging and relatable, Erica, how do we make our media relevant?
So one of the ways that we work to do this is by really looking into like what is trending at the time, not only on social media, but what also may be going on outside of social media, like thinking about albums that might be dropping, movies that are doing really well in the box office right now. We try to look at like what audio might be trending on Instagram or on TikTok to use to make our reels, or is there kind of like a trending thing going on, like doing a sort of dance or like using a certain audio of making a video. So we try to look at what is relevant to adolescents and then figure out how we can spin it into messaging that's fun, that's approachable, but also educational when it comes to the big topic of safe disposal, things like Drug Take Back Day. And then also because we service the state of Illinois, we try to also make it relatable to geographically where we are. So last spring, Allison and I went to Lake Michigan and we filmed a video to talk about the importance of safe disposal as it pertains to our waterways. And then we went down to the Chicago River on the Wild Mile to talk about the impact of safe disposal on our wildlife and on our communities at large. Even with our newest sticker that we have for this October, Allison did such a great job of making it really Illinois focused by putting things like the Route 66 sign and corn and our state flower and bird on there. So we try to be as relevant geographically where we are and to the populations that we're working with.
So after hearing about our social media, we also offer different types of materials to our different communities throughout Illinois. Leah, would you be able to talk about some of that?
Yeah, sure. For me, I think about our material sort of separated into two phases, as we've been talking about our digital content and then the content that we have available on the website. I don't think it can be overstated that our digital content is really engaging. For our audience members, if you haven't seen Erica in a tree, please scroll back down to our last Drug Take Back Day. It's a really engaging, fun video. And I think that it really helps to not only connect with our audience, but also make the topic approachable, as Allison was saying, and engaging, and really get conversations started around the importance of these topics. And aside from our digital content, we have a host of available options on the website that we're really proud of and we poured our expertise into. And so our website hosts all of this content, and that's ilhpp.org/prescription-playbook. And we've got posters, we've got one pagers, we've got stickers. We also have our caps. We've been talking a lot on the podcast about safe disposal because Drug Take Back Day is coming up, but we also have great options for safe storage, and our RX caps are just one of the ways you can do that. And they're a really easy mechanism by which you replace the top of your medication bottle with that RX cap, which can safely secure it because you would need a password, a couple of numbers to open it. And it's a great way to be able to feel confident that you're storing your medications when you need to use them throughout your everyday life, whether that's in your bag or in your home. It's a great way to make sure that you're the only person that's accessing those medications because they are prescribed for you specifically. We also have the doTERRA pouches online. And we like to highlight that one because they're a huge part of the orders that we ship out across the state of Illinois for Drug Take Back Day. So doTERRA pouches are available commercially on, different platforms like Amazon, but we offer them for free as part of our grant work. And that's something that we're really happy to be able to do because unfortunately, the reality is that not everyone may be able to make it out to a disposal location for Drug Take Back Day or year round. And this can be a really great way to dispose of medication safely at home. We also offer worksheets. We offer programming that can be done both in schools by us if you're in one of our target counties or with our educators. And all of that content really helps to support safe use, storage, and disposal of medications. In line with that, accessibility is a really big and important thing to us, and we're really happy that our resources are free. But on top of them being free, we also offer them in Spanish. And that helps to not only increase access to the content, but also our folks' ability to be able to understand the content regardless of what your language of preference or what your original or native language might be. And that's really important to us because we know that the opioid epidemic, which is what the podcast is really sourced around, is happening to all of us. We like to say that things like fentanyl don't discriminate, but it's really important to us to be able to offer our resources in an accessible way. Part of that is making things free, part of that is having a lot of options, but also important to that is being able to offer our resources in more than one language.
After hearing about all of the materials that we offer, Erica, what are the ways that we partner with communities on Drug Take Back Day?
So for Drug Take Back Day, we partner with communities by trying to be present if they're having events going on that week, because not all organizations do host Drug Take Back Day from the 10 to 2 time slot that it traditionally is. We know that our partners down at Illinois State University like to host events during the week. Some other college campuses do, just so that it's easier for people to come by when they're walking on around campus or in office buildings. So we like to try to be in person at events and physically there to hand out our resources, to even just say thank you to people who actually took the time to stop by and safely dispose of their medication, and who doesn't want to get a sticker after all of that work. So we like to do things like just be present in the community and help to educate and hand out resources. We also can help communities to raise awareness about their events by customizing some of our resources. So if a county were to reach out to us and say, hey, we know that we're having events at these three locations, would you mind helping us to promote it? We can put those locations on our posters. We left them, plus some space on them, so they can be edited for that exact purpose. So there's often times where we're shipping stuff out to them. If you place an order on our website to get any Drug Take Back Day resources, it is one of us who is in office actually packing it and shipping it out. So we try to be the ones who are shipping things to our community partners, creating custom resources as they need it and as we can, and then also being present and actually in the communities on Drug Take Back Day or during the week of Drug Take Back to support other events going on.
Thank you so much for sharing all that information. I think that what I really appreciate about our team is that we have a wraparound approach, right? We offer the resources. We've worked really hard over the summer to be able to update some of those resources and really plan for Drug Take Back Day and how we can support our local communities. And in doing all of that work and supporting our communities, one of the questions we also get asked is, how do I figure out where my nearest drug take back site is? And what to do if you can't make it for Drug Take Back Day?
Yeah, so of course, as this is the DEA's day, this is their thing. Of course, you can always look at the DEA's website. They will have information. You can put in your zip code, everything like that. But you can also, as always, utilize our website. We love when people come to our website. We have so much good information for everyone. So one of the things that we have in our shop page is our posters for Drug Take Back Day specifically. And one of the reasons that I love them a lot is because they have a really, really helpful QR code. And you can just scan the QR code and it'll take you immediately to the DEA's website. And it'll help you to determine where around you within 5 miles, 10 miles, 20 miles, that there is a drug take back site that you can access year round, not just in October, not just in April, but every single day. Of course, you can always as well contact your local health department, your local police department, and many hospitals also have drug take back sites as well. So lots of options. And then if none of those work and you're an Illinois resident, again, you can go to our shop and order doTERRA. And that's that product that Leah, you had talked about earlier that you can use in the comfort of your own home whenever it's convenient for you. And you simply open the pouch, you put your medication in with some water, and you shake it, and it completely deactivates the medication. So lots of options.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining me to talk about Drug Take Back Day. As Leah said, we literally do start planning for Drug Take Back Day in the summer. I believe our first Drug Take Back Day meeting on the good old Teams calendar was either at the very end of July or the very beginning of August. So we do put a lot of time into this. It's an event that we know doesn't just happen overnight. So if your community is not having a Drug Take Back Day event or you can't find one near you, you also can always reach out to us. We can try to help you pull you in the right direction of who to reach out to get an event and location set up near you for either October or April. So to wrap us up, we're gonna do our rapid fire questions. And to start, we're gonna do Sarah, what is a book or a movie that you would recommend?
I have three, and they're all movies. Matilda is a classic. It's actually one that I own on DVD. I own like five DVDs, and that's one of them. Another one is Annie the Musical. And then another one is Cats, and specifically not the one that came out in like recently, not that one, but Cats, like the Broadway Cats.
Okay, Broadway girly. I actually didn't know that about you, but now I do. I love that. Second question for Allison. What is your favorite thing about our lovely home state of Illinois?
I love Illinois' nature, its culture and community, and I do love a good Chicago hot dog.
A Chicago hot dog. That's classic. Okay, and then finally, Leah, what is one activity or hobby that you have that fills your cup?
I really enjoy baking, and now that we're barreling towards fall, or at least in my head we are, because the weather's been unseasonably warm, it's a really great thing I get to do whenever I'm stressed or whenever I really want something sweet, which is very frequently. And I feel like fall is a good time to make cinnamon rolls and like a whole bunch of different things. Not that there's ever a wrong time to have a cinnamon roll, but yeah.
No, there's not. I actually currently have a gluten-free pumpkin cinnamon roll sitting in my fridge waiting for me later.
Sounds so good.
I know. Another great, my favorite thing about Illinois is living in Chicago and there being a gluten-free bakery down the street from me. That's really good. So thank you so much to our listeners for joining with us today. We really appreciate you taking the time to help us on the opioid epidemic. For more information on how we can work together and raise awareness about Drug Take Back Day and the opioid epidemic, you can find us at ilhpp.org/prescription-playbook, as well as on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Thank you.